All right, welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. I appreciate you guys tuning in to that first segment there. Let me get my morning rant out of the way. And appreciate Nathan's phone call. Always bringing in some good enlightened material there. Appreciate all our callers all the time. And look, if you have any questions, we got Anson Walker with the Walker Lifestyle, man. He's our resident health, fitness, nutrition, and life coach. He joins us every Thursday for about 30 minutes or so. We've got Anson here in the studio. So with all that said, if you have any questions about any of this stuff from a health and fitness perspective, you want to ask Anson, give us a call on the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line at 601-879-0002. And if you're in the market for a vehicle, new or used, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or a wide selection of used vehicles, check out Mac Hike of Flowood right there on Lakeland Drive at Airport Road. You can also check out the website, MacHikeCDJRF.com. Go see my buddy Corey McDonald out there, Brandon, and Parker is the other manager. Go see them guys. Make sure you tell them that you heard it on the Clay Edwards Show. They'll get you hooked up. And I think I'll have a big announcement concerning those guys here maybe by Monday. So stay tuned for that as well. All right, here in the studio, Mr. Anson B. Walker. Let me turn your mic on. That might help.
Yeah, we're good, brother.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Anson, how you doing, brother?
Bro, I'm good, man. Awesome to be here. I can't believe it's already Thursday again.
I know. So look, thewalkerlifestyle.com launched last Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And I spent some time on it last night, went on and signed up. So what's to say, not only am I a president, I'm also the client.
There you go. Exactly.
Not only am I the promoter, I'm also a client.
Yeah.
I signed up last night, dropped my $14.99 a month. I practice what I preach.
I appreciate that, man. You know, I do. And I know you will. I want you to critique that thing. If I need to do this or this in your opinion, let me know. I'm not above reproach, man. I'm trying to get better every day, every week, just as you are. And I know that about you. But also, I'd like to drop this little nugget in. We're in the process of making that into an app as well. So not only are you going to be able to get on your laptop, you're going to be able to get on your smartphone here in about 30 days or less. And we've got the gears rolling on that right now. That process has begun.
Well, I'm assuming, and an app is great, but I'm assuming that people can still go and to a browser in their phone.
Oh, they can.
And set it as a home screen favorite.
You know how lazy we are, Clay. It's literally, oh, we got the app, hit the little icon now, and then you got it. So, but that's kind of.
I'm as guilty. I don't use the browser on my phone too often. Yeah. That's why I probably got 300 apps.
Well, I got the Google browser, you know what I'm saying, the little app.
The Chrome.
And I hit that, and then I can Google whatever I want to on my smartphone. But anyway, it's just going to make it easier for you to walk into the gym, pop up the app, and then bam, there you go. So,
well, look. So, you saw my picture yesterday. I got my gym set up at the and a special shout out to my buddy Mason Gray. He moved out of his house and he's loaning me a lot of that gym equipment.
That's good looking equipment.
I'm letting him store it.
Yeah, you know, so nice of you.
Yeah, so as long as I could use it.
Yeah,
so about half of it's his, about half of it's mine. But the good stuff is his.
Right.
So that shout out to Mason for letting me borrow it. But I got the gym set up yesterday and I wasted no time. I jumped straight in.
Good.
I kind of did a full body. I did biceps, triceps, shoulders, and some incline chest.
Good.
And fireman carries.
Love it.
My hands are feeling it today.
Yeah, farmer's walks, what we call them in Canton, same thing.
Farmer's walk, fireman carries, whatever you want to call them. The South Jackson struggle.
I love it.
I'm feeling it, man. It felt, and I waited to the end of the workday to do it.
Yeah.
After I'd already got everything I had to do out of the way, I said, all right, now let me go hit this. And it ain't cool in that shop. It's air conditioned, but it ain't cool.
I could tell.
And man, I knocked it out for about 45 minutes. I got home, and I felt as good, Anson, as I have felt. And it's been 3 years since I tore my shoulder up.
Right.
And I had it fixed and all that. But I guess 6 weeks after shoulder surgery, right at the same time you started doing Jake's show.
Okay.
Was when I had my shoulder surgery.
Right.
I got back in the gym and felt like I'd messed it up again.
Yeah.
But I didn't, thankfully. But it scared me.
Yeah, and you probably
I was intimidated to go further.
You still had a little bit of scar tissue that needed to be torn. And when you do that first, it can be painful. It can be awkward. But once that happens, you're going to be better than ever. And you probably will be here real soon.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, they say muscle memory is a real thing.
It is.
And, look, I don't want to be this guy. But last night when I was in the bathroom walking out and I didn't have a shirt on, and I saw that tricep popping out.
Yeah.
I was like, what's that?
Absolutely.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
You know?
Clay, I've had 11 major surgeries. And so I can tell you this, I'm talking four shoulders, an elbow, four knees, major back surgery, and then my accident. And I can tell you I've come back stronger every time in the last few, it's notwithstanding. So muscle does have memory, but it's up to you to engage that.
Yeah, well, look, man, it felt good. So when I got home last night, I said, well, let me do my show prep. I'm going to go to the website. And
yeah,
I signed up for the 7-day free, and I went through it, and I saw your 7-day boot camp.
Yeah.
And how detailed it was with all the videos.
Yep.
And what I really loved, Anson, was you had a home version and a gym version of each workout.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell, I'm going to go on and just sign up for the premium.
Yeah.
You know, which I planned on anyway because I wanted to support you. But now I'm doing it for more than just to support you. I'm doing it because I'm finding it as a very useful tool.
Well, we just downloaded. My brother did it last night. No, it's going to be today. 25 more videos on exercises, and these are more intermediate. This is stuff that me and you would do. And it's very detailed. I go over each thing. But people, I'm telling you right now, if you're not exercising, it's because you don't want to. Okay? We've made it dummy-proof. I mean, I can look at this thing and say, I don't know anything about weights, and I can look at this video, I can listen, and I can watch it literally 10 minutes, and I'll have a week's worth of workouts. So it's not hard. You just got to get off your butt and do something. And believe me when I tell you, if you do it, you won't be sorry. I promise. I'm telling you. I've been doing this a long time, and I get this from clients all the time, especially the newbies that are just getting in the gym. One, I'm sleeping better than I've ever slept before in my life. I'm performing better at work, and then my mental game is stronger than it's ever been. And that's why the main reason I do this is for my mental therapy. So
now look, that we talk, it's, you know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes. Oh, I did not know that.
Too. It's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay.
I believe I'm saying that properly.
Yeah.
Or and physical health, we've talked about this, so we're blue in the face, but it just bears repeating. Your physical health will lead to better mental health.
Yeah,
I've watched so many people replace the addiction of drugs and alcohol and sex and you know, porn and whatever said addiction is.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Gosh dang, food.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
And I mean, that is if addiction is a disease, so is eating.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of these guys who likes to make excuses about addiction being a disease, but I have turned the corner a little as you see things more up close and personal.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still a choice. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But what physical health can do for your mental health is second to none. I watch so many people replace the bad addiction with the good addiction of physical health.
That's exactly right. And Clay, I'll tell you this. People, y'all, I look at food as fuel for my body. I don't look at food as comfort. Okay? That's not what I'm eating for. I'm not eating to taste good or to get this ice cream and this strawberry cheese. That's not what I'm eating for fuel for my body so I can perform at a high level. That's the only way I look at food now. And if everybody did that, I think that would change the food game.
Yep. So looking at the website here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've always been a chest and tricep same day guy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be bicep, tricep, just kept arms together. But as I learned how to actually work out, it's like, okay, chest and tricep. You're working the triceps already anyway. You might as well.
We did chest and tris for every Monday for 10 years in my 20s. I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, so legs and biceps on day two. Day three, shoulders, which you absolutely always did shoulder solo because you can do 800 shoulder workouts.
Yep.
And I think about four different exercises is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, 10 to 12 reps, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then let's see here, day four, back and triceps.
Mm-hmm.
So you do triceps twice a week?
Yeah. And you can do it, the legs and biceps, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you can do biceps again at the end of the week. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a two-day break. But back and tris is a new one. Most people do back and biceps.
Yeah.
Well, you're actually using your biceps inadvertently every time you do your back. Okay, now it's mostly back, but you're still using your biceps.
I kind of did shoulders and back together.
Yeah, that's fine. You're pushing and pulling.
Yeah.
So, dude, I can't tell you how many days I do chest and back or legs and back. That's tough because your two biggest muscle groups. That'll wear your ASS out.
And I always try to do traps every day.
Yeah, you can. Some shrugs. Yep. And they're kind of like abs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You use those for everything anyway. But, dude, I love doing a big muscle group on a big muscle group. Most people don't do that. I love doing, like today, for instance, I got deadlifts, and I'm doing shoulders. So I'm going to do some back, okay, with my deadlifts and shoulders. So,
that's what I need some help with is proper form for deadlifts. I've always avoided them because I have a slight bulge disc in my lower back, so I avoided them, but I know that they will actually help.
Clay will help your back. It'll help your core. It'll help everything in your body if you do them right. In fact, when I bring my vehicle over to your place, then I'll show you exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be soon.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Let's take a break real quick. Okay. So we're not butting up against the time wall later. You're listening to the Clay Edwards Show. I'm joined by Mr. Anson B. Walker. Check out his brand new website, thewalkerlifestyle.com. There's a 7-day free trial, a little boot camp in there. All the stuff we're talking about is a part of the free trial. Go check it out. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB.
America, you love your country, so it goes without saying that you also love your ride. And Auto Armor in Flowood wants to help you make that ride shine. Auto Armor in Flowood is Central Mississippi's premier automotive detail and ceramic coating shop, servicing any type of vehicle, including ATVs, boats, and more. Need just a quick detail or paint correction? Auto Armor can make it happen. But if you're set to hit the road in a blaze of glory while flying the old red, white, and blue, Auto Armor should be your first and last call to give your ride a full ceramic coating. Auto Armor is locally owned and operated by the loud and proud American patriot Clay Edwards. Auto Armor also proudly backs the blue, all military and first responders. So don't forget to ask for your discount. Call 601-260-0858. 601-260-0858. Or stop in today, fellow Americans. Auto Armor is located at 4394 Mangum Drive in Flowood. Online at AutoArmorMS.com. Auto Armor, unapologetically American.
All right, welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here at 103.9 WYAB, streaming worldwide at WYAB.com and online also on the TuneIn app. So that's free on your phone. If you're traveling and you want to listen, just TuneIn app, go download it, type in WYAB. Doesn't cost anything. All right, we are live here in the studio. This segment is actually brought to you by the man in the studio, the Walker Lifestyle, and the all-new TheWalkerLifestyle.com. Make sure you use the in front of it. I'm terrible about when I create a website like The Clay Edwards Show.
Right.
My website's ClayEdwardsShow.com, no the.
Right.
I'm typing in the website last night, WalkerLifestyle.com. I'm like, why isn't it coming up? I bet he's a normal person. And actually, the name of it's The Walker Lifestyle. I bet he put the in front.
Actually, I think Walker something was taken and that we had to do the V. I think that's how it worked out. But Ross Jensen did it, and he did a heck of a job. So.
Well, it looks great. So, look, guys, again, I told you before the break, go to thewalkerlifestyle.com. It is free to sign up. And you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, well, Clay, at the end of that 7 days, if I forget, it's going to charge my credit card. No, it's not. You're going to get an opt-in email.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't opt in, it doesn't cost you a penny. If you do opt in, it's $14.99 a month for the premium. And if you want to opt out, all you gotta do is shoot Anson an email.
Yeah, and y'all, $14.95, you can fire me anytime. I mean, hopefully that's not gonna break your bank, okay? But $14.95, the stuff that you're getting, I was looking at it a while ago, and I'm really thankful to Ross Jensen and then my brother Matt. They're responsible for how it's set up, and they're both talented at that. I'm not. I am illiterate. I'm not a retard, but I'm close when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I can show you some form, and I can tell you some motivational stories that are true, and there's some before and after stuff with real clients that I'm still training to this day. And then we're fixing to really focus hard on the nutrition this next month along with the app. So I'm excited about where this thing is going. And I've been doing this a long time, Clay, and I'm still learning, dude. I don't have it all figured out. I know that. I get that. And so I'm still learning. I'm still evolving. But I'm going to give you everything I got, guys, and I'm going to give it to you because I'm the guinea pig first. If it doesn't work, I'm not going to put it on the website. If it works, I'll put it on the website. And all the stuff that's on that website works because I do it.
Yeah, you know, I think something that would be neat, and this is probably just me throwing crap against the wall here, is like myth-busting health stuff, too. Like,
yeah.
Well, people have said this was healthy forever, but it's not, and here's right. why. People have said this is healthy. Because that's the question it's the question I asked a lot.
Yeah.
And did research on as I was getting into keto and carnivore and figuring out how to really lose weight after 40 years old.
Yeah. I'll give you the biggest one right now, is how many folks did you know that drink diet drinks and are fat?
Oh, God.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah. Why? Because that it's poison, okay, that what's it called? Aspartame, that product, that sweetener, the artificial sweetener. Y'all, it slows your metabolism down. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. And it makes you crave more. And it's the worst thing on planet Earth. But yet, I can't tell you how many people go to McDonald's, they get a Big Mac, French fries, and a Diet Coke. Okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you another one. One of the things they always say is you burn a lot of fat in your sleep. You know, your metabolism works while you're sleeping. Not if you're taking something like Ambien.
Yeah.
That slows your metabolism way down.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot harder. Or you're, I don't want to say makes it harder, but it makes it harder to burn that fat. And to fast properly and all that stuff.
Clay, our bodies, God designed our bodies so perfectly. If we will hydrate them, if we will put clean food in them, and then we will work them. We are designed to be on earth to work, folks. You're not designed to sit on the couch for 14 hours a day. That's not what God made you for. God made you here to work. He made me to work. And if you will do that, your body will respond and change like you can't even believe it. But yet we've gotten so lazy as a society. We literally have an app to push where the grocery store will deliver the groceries to your house. That's how lazy we are. We have microwaves. We have remote controls. We have an app for an app. That's how lazy our society is. But if you will just sweat 1 hour a day, you will change your life forever. I'm telling you, I see it all the time.
No, absolutely. And so to the diet stuff, it sounds complicated. It's overwhelming if you try to jump in head first.
Yeah.
But I do recommend jumping in head first.
Yeah.
Don't try to wean yourself off carbs.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
This ain't cigarettes we're talking about here. You want to go cold turkey as quick as you can. And the easiest thing to do is, outside of going to Anson's website and signing up, just for a crash course, just eat meat, not fried.
Yeah.
Start there.
Agreed. And that's a great way to put it. Y'all, everything needs to be grilled. Okay, it needs to be fresh.
Or air fried.
Yeah, there you go. Same thing. Yeah.
Air fryer has made my life a lot easier doing this diet.
Absolutely. But, dude, this stuff, man, it's on you. Okay? It's on nobody else. It's on you to eat clean. It's on you to exercise. It's nobody else. It's not Clay's fault. Okay? It's not my fault. It's your fault. And all I'm telling you is this. I'll tell every one of my new clients, show up, and I'll meet you at the door of the gym. And I will hold your hand that first month, that first 2 months, until you get comfortable with what you're doing. I'm not going to ever get anybody and chunk them up against the wall and see if they stick, because they're not. Okay? I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to walk you through it. And if you show up, I'll take care of the rest. And that's how I've always done it, and it's always worked for me.
No, yeah. And that's the way to go. I mean, you just got to start. I know every inspirational coach, motivational coach out there, want to be motivational speaker, will tell you, The first step is just show up.
Yeah, it is. And it's the hardest one. It is.
My first day in the car business, January 3rd or 4th, 2011, I'll never forget Casey Ellis. He had been there about a month longer than me, and he's really, really good. He was just a natural sales guy. Mm-hmm. I was not a natural. I remember him saying, man, sometimes you just got to show up. You just got to be here. You got to be Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me throughout my sales career. It's like, if you just show up, you've done half of it.
Absolutely.
Over half of it.
Yeah.
Just show up and just be there. If you're there consistently and they know you're there, I'm this from the sales side.
Yeah.
But if the managers know you're there, you may catch a house deal. If you get there early enough, you know, you may catch that old man that shows up at 6 o'clock to start looking at cars before the service department's open. Same with the gym, man.
Just show up.
You'll be amazed at what success you will find.
Clay, I remember when my back was broke. And I started showing up at Stark to train. I was wearing kind of loose-fitting clothes like I'm wearing now, you know, warm-ups. And I could fake looking like in shape by wearing, you know, baggy clothes, even though I had a broke back. But I showed up, and I played hurt. And now, 4 years later, 5 years later, we're into this Walker lifestyle. And I wrote a book and all that stuff. And life is really, really good, but because I grinded when I didn't feel like it. And that's what you got to do in the gym. You got to grind when you don't feel like it. And that's 80% of the time.
I mean, to your point on baggy clothes, and I know I'm gonna hit a lot of guys here in the gut with this one. The last 3 or 4 years in particular, I always dreaded when it started warming up outside.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't cover my fat with a hoodie or a jacket
that's
or
right.
baggy clothes anymore. Yeah. And, you know, and to that point, guys, we ain't fooling nobody, by the way, trying to cover. They know we fat.
Yeah.
I mean, you may feel a little more confident, but at the end of the day, they know.
Yeah.
But
you know more importantly.
And this is the first year, man, that I'm busting out. I had to go buy new shorts. I had to go buy new shirts, man. It's like, is it cool outside? Got my dad bod, beach bod.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah.
But you know, to the point of mental health, it makes you feel a lot better. You feel more confident.
You do.
I feel more confident when I look in the mirror. I sound more confident when I talk on the radio.
Yep.
It trickles into every aspect of your life, your personal. You know, I avoid talking about my family as much as I can here, but your at home, your personal relationships, when you're feeling better about yourself or your wife, and men or women, you're going to have a happier relationship. Yep. At home. I don't have to go into the details of that, but you get it.
Well, here's the thing to your point, too, is so I hear sleep is my number one thing, and then I can't tell you how many men and women tell me the intimacy has come back in their relationship with their husband or their wife. Do you know how awesome that makes me feel?
Absolutely.
That I had just a little bit of hand in helping that marriage get a little more romance. And that's what we're here for, dude. We're here to touch, to taste, to feel, to kiss, to hug our loved one. That's what we're here. That's why God made us. And I'm telling you, working out only helps with that. I'm telling you.
And if you're having sleeping problems, working out, you will suddenly realize how tired you are by the end of the day.
Yep, you will. At first, anyway,
and then you'll start getting that energy. But long story short, if you're working out and working a full-time job or whatever, man, your sleep is going to get better. Look, I've recently quit taking my Ambien.
That's awesome.
I've taken Ambien for a decade at minimum.
Yeah.
Just because I slept better.
Good for you.
Now I'm just taking people probably think, man, what is Clay not taking?
Melatonin.
There's a lot of stuff out there. Melatonin.
Yeah.
Switch back to melatonin.
I take a melatonin to get me to sleep. It's a gel tap. And then I take serotonin to keep me asleep.
Yeah.
And those are both over-the-counter, holistic,
And another, magnesium.
Yep.
Is a great one, especially with working out, because it helps relax your muscle. It's a kind of a natural muscle relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really good, too, which I need to get some more. It's amazing. Yeah. You can be sore. Like, I had a problem where I was waking up, Anson, and I felt like I'd been in a car wreck.
Yeah.
From just sleeping.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
working the day before. I started taking magnesium. Mike Madison does a health show up here, and mm-hmm. Mike had recommended try magnesium. Man, I was sleeping better. I woke up, and I realized, hey, I'm not sore anymore. Now I got a new mattress and a telebed. That makes a big difference, too.
You were probably deficient in electrolytes, too. Salt, potassium, magnesium,
mm-hmm.
B12, B6. You were probably short deficit in that as well. Water doesn't have any of that. And that's a lot of things. So that first 2 weeks with my new clients, we start covering all that stuff, along with protein, isolate, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, well, good stuff. All right, let's take a break real quick. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. I'm joined in the studio by Anson Walker. Check out his new website, thewalkerlifestyle.com. You get a free trial for 7 days. Then you can sign up at the end of the 7 days if you so choose. There is not an automatic opt-in. You'll get an email where you physically have to opt-in yourself so you won't catch any surprise charges, and I know that's very important to everybody. All right, we'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. All right, welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 WYAB. Joined in studio today by Mr. Anson B. Walker with the Walker Lifestyle. And during the break, we were had a caller call in to say, Mike Madison does his health show every Wednesday. And I guess I missed that part, must have been in and out of the car. But he was talking about when you're starting a low-carb, or no low-carb, a no-carb diet, you can take vitamin B1. It'll help with those cravings for carbs. And that's good to know as you're trying to get into ketosis. And one of the things Anson and I were talking about during the break is the importance of red meat. And, I mean, you can eat all this other stuff, this, that, and the other. But red meat is really where it's at for this. And one of the other things we were saying, and I used to hate eggs, Anson.
Yeah.
But when I got into ketosis and I got further and further along, my body just started craving earthy, natural.
Yeah.
I say earthy, but
I know what you mean.
Caveman stuff.
Right.
It really did. It just started craving healthier foods. I didn't crave the sugars
mm-hmm.
and stuff anymore. It's like, I got a business lunch with a guy tomorrow, and he's like, "Where can we go that's keto for you?" And I was like, "I can make anywhere keto except pizza."
Yeah, exactly.
And I know you can do that, but I haven't branched off into that yet.
That's scary.
All right, Anson, you had some things you wanted to wrap up today.
Yeah.
With?
Obviously, you're talking about red meat. We've been eating red meat, eggs for 2,000, 3,000 years as humans.
And we've made it.
And we were actually a lot more leaner back then than we are now.
Well, just look back to pictures from the 50s and 60s. Yeah,
exactly. Enough said. Look at the beach pics from the 60s. Yeah. There's no fat people on the beach mm-hmm. in the 60s. Now look, when we go to Gulf Shores and get married June 25th, our honeymoon, guess what? Going to be a lot of fat folks on that beach. And but anyway.
Redneck Riviera,
There you go. But it's close to home. I just want a couple of points I want to make to our listeners. One, all right, process of elimination. This is how you win in life. You have to get rid of the junk that enters our body and our minds because it tends to wear us down. I call this living in the matrix because I want to live at a high level daily, not just to exist. So examine and eliminate negative people, distasteful TV shows, internet when you can, social media, pornography, gambling, excessive alcohol, drugs, etc. Y'all, I don't hang around negative people for a reason, because negative people wear you out and negative people want you to be negative. I'm not into that, okay? Another one, strengthen to lengthen life, okay? Once you've got your mindset straight and nutrition in place, then you've got to start talking about exercise. Of all the exercises we need to do, strength training is the top priority, okay? Y'all, at the end of the day, you got to move your ASS. If you have a conviction about doing the Walker lifestyle, then this includes pushing or pulling weights. This is never going to change even 200 years from now, and that's the bottom line. All right, closing out with this. I know most people don't know what exercise to do or how to do them, so it's important to get guidance, okay? Once you have the right form, then you can pursue function. Heck, even doing push-ups can be done incorrectly. I provided a 7-day Walker lifestyle plan in the back of this book, okay, to get you started, thewalkerlifestyle.com. Y'all, tap into that, use it as a resource, and then you have my email is on there. You can get in touch with me, and you can send me questions anytime you want to. And I can personally coach you online anytime you want to, thewalkerlifestyle.com. And if you're looking at training, 601-927-3208. Just shoot me a text, 601-927-3208. Y'all, I know this stuff's scary. I know if you're new, it can be intimidating. But, y'all, I'm too old to holler. Okay, I got a few gray hairs up there now. Those days are over with. If you can show up, I'll take care of the rest. And, Clay, I just want to get that out there.
No, look, hey, and to your gray hair, I don't see a gray hair. You know, I don't see any on me until my barber, shout out to Jonathan Boone, cuts my hair. I'm like, where did all that gray hair on the floor come from?
Right.
Look, to your point on all this stuff, I'm telling you guys, thewalkerlifestyle.com, I'm not easily impressed when it comes to this stuff, because I have been to the end of every health rabbit hole on the internet, every rabbit hole the internet has to offer. And man, our guy here goes in, and I know sometimes in Mississippi we have a hard time accepting one of our own can really do something cool.
Yeah.
And I get that a lot from people, and I give it to people. We unintentionally do it because we sell ourselves short.
That's right.
And what Anson has put together here with this website is second to none, and it's growing. I'm sitting here looking at recipes that he's got on here for venison chili and all kind of stuff. And I just bring that up because that's how deep it is.
Yeah, we got a section on there called Grill and Chill. So every weekend we record what we're cooking and we share it with you guys. And, dude, I'm in the grind Sunday through Friday afternoon. I'm in the grind. I'm working my ASS off. I'm training my ASS off. But let me tell you something. Come Friday evening, Saturday evening, me and Tiffany, we're going to be with my brother and his wife or whoever else, and we're going to have a few California cocktails. We're going to have some Colorado Kool-Aid, and we're going to live, and we're going to enjoy life because we earned it.
Yeah, and what you'll notice, guys, as you start eating healthier is, and look, I have not been on the best version of my diet for the last month, but it's still way better than what I was on up to January 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have a beer or two on the weekends.
Yeah.
I may eat a little pasta salad.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating fried food. I'm not eating fast food. I'm not eating any of these bad things that I'm not supposed to eat. But I did eat some pasta from Monty's at Mother's Day, I have to admit. All right, look, Anson, thank you, brother.
Yep, appreciate it.
Jim Thorne up next, followed by Mike Madison. Podcast will be available shortly, clayedwardsshow.com.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.